As one who is washed in the blood of Christ, I am daily so thankful for the love of God. Prior to the day of my salvation, like other men, I was bound by the fears, the uncertainty, the chains of my disobedience, the arrogance of an unenlightened mind, and driven by the lust of my flesh. In spiritually lucid moments, I recognized something was wrong with that picture. God began to work on me. He began to prepare me for a decision that would change everything. The only thing that would remain the same would be my fingerprints, but even they became new in the things and the way they touched. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You that are not born again, God is preparing your soul for a decision that will change everything. God's love is extended to you today. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Are you ready to repent of your sins and surrender your life to Christ? Are you ready to begin a brand new, sinless, shameless life, free from the bondage of your deeds? If you said yes, today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." God said, Romans chapter 1, 26 through 32, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn then their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things, pardon me, which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." God said, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." God said, Romans 6, 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Man said, "We evolved from a big bang that came about as a result of nothing. We are simply animals pursuing our pleasures." Now the record. The world is full of questions and contorted solutions. Men are searching for true solutions, but when confronted with truth, they respond, "That's not the truth." I am reminded of a Discover magazine comment concerning deceased evolutionary icon Carl Sagan. It reads, "Sagan approaches religion like any phenomenon. He isn't on a quest for life's meaning, for a comforting philosophy, or even a guide to how we should treat the neighbors. Sagan seeks truth of a demonstrable kind. As a puckish example, he wonders why the book of Genesis didn't include any God-inspired truths." End of quote. The children of God were left scratching their heads. What? Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 633 that will once again prove the immutable truth and profound life-enhancing wisdom of the Word of God. All 633 features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio. They are offered up for the edification of the blood-bought and as a bridge of reason to reach the souls of the lost. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Don't forget to use the Tell a Friend feature above to send a gospel track to someone you love. You can download all God Said Man features to your iPod. Have a question? It's likely answered here. Type in a keyword from your question and the screen will populate with features for you to review. Thank you for coming today. May the face of our God shine upon you and your family with light and truth. May God answer your questions even before you ask. It's simply not possible to reject God's word without dire and deadly consequences. All of God's commandments are true, and they are designed to promote healthy living. To disobey them is to suffer the consequence of doing the wrong thing, and another word for these consequences is a curse. Proverbs 26:2, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. God is not sitting on a cloud with a bag of curses waiting for an opportunity to call the rebellious. Man's deeds have consequences. Do the right thing, obeying God's directives, and enjoy the results of doing the right thing. Disobey God's directives and suffer the results of doing the wrong thing. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Proverbs 11:19, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Proverbs 10:16-17, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. There are four proof categories on God said, man said, that confirm the inerrancy of Holy Writ, and from one of them comes the name of this site. The category is God said, man said, the record. Those honestly looking for proof will need look no further. Basically, it flows like this. God said yes, man said no, and here are the consequences. This feature, one of several on homosexuality, will demonstrate the results of doing the wrong thing. Several deeds rise to the descriptive word abomination in God's word, and homosexuality is one of them. At one time, homosexuality was illegal in the United States, but in 2003, Justice Kennedy and the courts lifted the ban. Unfortunately for the homosexuals, the court was not able to lift the consequences of doing the wrong thing. Galatians 6:7 cannot be overruled. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The beautiful news is that God offers forgiveness and salvation and the power to live a holy life to those who believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, repent and turn from their sins, and surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. If you are interested in God's offer and want to act on it now, click on the Further with Jesus and follow the simple instructions. After that, send us an email and request what now. But if you're in the position of disobedience, you will have to face the results of your doing. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mr. Sin pays wages to his employees, and the wages are death. Keep in mind that all of God's commandments have inherent within them a blessing or a curse. The website, conservapedia.com, posted the following highly referenced reviews concerning the maladies that plague homosexual lifestyles. 10 subjects follow. 1. Gay bowel syndrome, which has also been described as gay bowel disease, was named as an illness in 1976 in the medical literature via the journal Annals of Clinical and Laboratory Science, and in 2004, Medscape stated that gay bowel syndrome is a significant issue in regards to HIV infection. The Johns Hopkins HIV Guide website also presently features a literature review article, which is essentially a duplicate of the aforementioned article at Medscape. Gay bowel syndrome is a clinical pattern of anorectal and colon diseases which occur with unusual frequency in homosexual patients. The diseases were not exclusive to male homosexuals. The abstract for the 1976 journal article published in Annals of Clinical and Laboratory Science entitled The Gay Bowel Syndrome, Clinical Pathologic Correlation in 260 Cases describes gay bowel syndrome in the following manner. The clinical and pathological findings in a group of 260 homosexual men comprising 10% of a private proctologic practice are reviewed. A clinical pattern of anorectal and colon diseases encountered with unusual frequency in these homosexual patients is termed the gay bowel syndrome. The clinical analysis in decreasing order of frequency include a condyloma, acuminata, hemorrhoids, nonspecific proctitis, and fistula, pyrorectal abscess and fissure, ambiasis, benign polyps, viral hepatitis, gonorrhea, syphilis, anorectal trauma and foreign bodies, ishigalosis, rectal ulcers, and lymphogranuloma venereum. Number two, HIV infection and a new look at gay bowel syndrome. A September 2010 report of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men represent approximately 2% of the U.S. population, yet are the population most severely affected by HIV and are the only risk group in which new HIV infections have been increasing steadily since the early 1990s. In 2006, MSN, men having sex with men, accounted for more than half, 53% of all new HIV infections in the United States. In August of 2009, LifeSite News reported an official with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced that the CDC's estimate Monday that in the United States, AIDS is 50 times more prevalent among men who have sex with men than the rest of the population. Number three, concerning homosexuality and syphilis, an early publication to propose the link between homosexuality contributing to the spread of the sexually transmitted disease syphilis was the English publication Proceedings of the Royal Society of Medicine in 1962. The Proceedings of the Royal Society of Medicine made the following statement. The importance of homosexual practices in the spread of venereal diseases has attracted particular attention recently. It almost seems that these practices are keeping syphilis alive in this country. Number four, Peter LaBarbera reported relative to the issue of neurosyphilis and homosexuality. The increase in syphilis cases among gay men, particularly among those who are HIV positive, has been a concern for years. Most troubling is the occurrence of early neurosyphilis when the infection spreads to the central nervous system and the brain. Now a review of 170 possible neurosyphilis cases in four cities, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and San Diego, has shed new light on the risk for HIV-positive men who have sex with men. This review was published in the June 28 issue of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. The report looked at cases over a 30-month period, January 2002 to June 2004, and narrowed them to 99 patients who had evidence of syphilis in their blood and physical symptoms compatible with neurosyphilis. Of the total, 57 self-identified as MSN, men having sex with men, while 49 were HIV positive. Number five, in relation to homosexuality and AIDS, the original spread of AIDS is generally attributed to the promiscuity of homosexual men. Originally, the syndrome was called the gay disease because the overwhelming majority of patients were homosexual men. In September of 2010, Reuters reported, nearly one in five gay and bisexual men in 21 major U.S. cities are infected with HIV, and nearly half of them don't know it. A September 2010 report of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported, gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men represent approximately 2% of the U.S. population, yet are the population most severely affected by HIV and are the only risk group in which new HIV infections have been increasing steadily since the early 1990s. In 2006, MSN accounted for more than half, 53% of all new HIV infections in the United States. Number six, concerning homosexuality and MRSA, on January 15, 2008, the newspaper San Francisco Chronicle had a news article entitled San Francisco Gay Community, an Epicenter for a New Strain of Virulent Staph. The San Francisco Chronicle news article declared concerning homosexuality and MRSA, a new variety of staph bacteria highly resistant to antibiotics and possibly transmitted by sexual contact is spreading among gay men in San Francisco, Boston, New York, and Los Angeles, researchers reported Monday. Number 7. In June of 2004, the journal Nursing Clinics of North America reported concerning homosexuality and anal cancer. One of the more pressing issues for gay men is anal carcinoma. Several recent studies have indicated the rate of anal dysplasia to be increasing in men with and without HIV. 90% of men with HIV have the human papillomavirus, HPV, while 65% of men without HIV have HPV. HPV type 16 is the most troublesome for developing cancer and is found in a significant portion of gay men. Another risk factor for developing anal cancer is the use of recreational drugs anally. Inserting crystal meth or ecstasy in the rectum can lead to higher cases of anal dysplasia. Number 8. Concerning lesbianism and obesity. In April of 2007, the American Journal of Public Health analyzed data from 2002 National Survey of Family Growth, and the data suggested that American lesbian women were 2.69 times more likely to be overweight and 2.47 times more likely to be obese than all other female sexual orientation groups. The abstract for this study indicated that lesbians are at a greater risk for morbidity and mortality linked to overweight and obesity. Number 9. Concerning mental health and homosexuality, studies have long indicated that homosexuals have a substantially greater risk of suffering from psychiatric problems, suicide, depression, bulimia, antisocial personality disorder, and substance abuse. For example, a national survey of female homosexuals was published in the Journal of Consulting and Clinical Psychology, which found that 75% of the approximate 2,000 respondents had pursued psychological counseling of some type, many for treatment of long-term depression or sadness. Number 10. As mentioned earlier, ambiciasis and proctitis are both illnesses associated with gay bowel syndrome. In addition, it was also indicated previously that amebiases can cause proctitis, which increases the risk factor in regards to HIV infection. In 2006, the Medical Journal of Australia reported high rates of intestinal parasitism are found in men who have sex with men throughout the world. Amebiases has become endemic in men having sex with men in Japan and causing significant morbidity and mortality. Complications such as colitis and liver abscesses occur more frequently in homosexual and bisexual men than in heterosexual men. Similar findings on amebiases are reported from Taiwan, with men having sex with men at increased risk for invasive amebiases and intestinal colonization with E. histolystia. End of quote. Inherent within every commandment of God is a blessing or a curse. The inerrant truth cannot be ignored without consequences. Choose life and live. God said, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. God said, Romans chapter 1, 26 through 32, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God said, Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God said, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Man said, we evolved from a big bang that came about as a result of nothing. We are simply animals pursuing our pleasures. Now you have the record.